Hello, and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through interviews with other guests and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. I'm Susan Jane, your host for the podcast, and today we've got the lovely Anne Hinze on. Now, Anne has a lot. I actually checked out her YouTube, so you've got to do that first. She's got an amazing story on her YouTube channel, but what she's talking about today is all about taming our auto responses. Now, obviously, our auto responses are just how our reactions are, and we get them so deep and set in our ways that we just forget that we're automatically responding. So Anne is going to help us with this. I want to welcome you to the podcast. Anne, hi Anne.
Hi, it's lovely to be here.
Lovely to have you on here. Now, the first thing I want to know a little bit more about you and how you came to sort of understand what these auto responses were doing.
Okay, well, like a lot of us these days, I had a lot of trauma in my childhood. I had both my parents were alcoholic. It felt like I was living in hell during some of my childhood. And when I was 19, I woke up one morning and found my mother dead in our bathroom. And that was a huge trauma for me that I carried around for decades, actually. And it wasn't until I was a stay-at-home.
Oh, my goodness. Hang on a minute. How old were you?
I was 19. I was old enough, but it's still a trauma for anyone, especially I was on my own in the house. So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, sorry. I'm sorry, but that just, whoa. Okay, you keep talking. Sorry, Anne.
Okay. So it wasn't until I was in my late 30s, I was a stay-at-home mother. I had two young boys, and I would see these other mothers at school and they were so calm and I was not calm inside. And I so wanted to be calm like these other mothers were. And I would find myself reacting to things that just seemed like I was reacting so much more than other people and I couldn't understand it. So one day I actually went to a doctor's appointment and he asked me what my stress level was. He didn't think it should be high. But he realized it was, so he asked me, and it was an 8 out of 10. And I knew straight away it was because I was still holding on to this trauma from 20 years earlier, because the tears were still just under the surface. So he used this technique with me for 15 minutes, and I walked out of his office being able to tell the story of her death with no emotions arising. And it felt like magic to me. So I knew that this was something that I could work with on my own.
Wow, that's amazing. So he taught you this technique, or you went ahead and then learnt this technique?
Yeah, he just did it with me, but I had already heard it. It's one of those synchronicities where I actually heard about this technique 3 times in that week. So I knew it was something I had to look into. And it turns out it was something that you could easily learn yourself. It can take 5 to 10 minutes to learn it. It's called EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, or tapping. A lot of people have heard about it these days. It's actually very popular.
Right. Okay. And are you going to give us a little bit of a demo on this?
Sure. We could do a demo. Should I carry on with my story first?
Yes. Yes.
Because there's a lot more to it.
Definitely carry on with your story. Sorry.
That's okay. We'll come back to the demo. So I went home and I learned how to do this. I had a cat who was 17 at the time and he needed daily saline shots and I was just starting this out. And the first time I tried to give him a shot, my hand was shaking so much that I didn't think I could possibly do this on a daily basis. So I thought it was a great opportunity to try this technique. So I tried. I tapped on the different points. I tapped about my fear of giving him the injection, my fear of hurting him, and my history around injections, right? The fear I had felt because I had had a lot of injections in my life. And the next time I tried it, the needle just slid right in. So it was just crazy the way it had just shifted with just a few minutes of tapping. So I thought, okay, it works. So throughout the day, I would notice when I felt emotional around something and I would stop and I would tap on it. But I wanted more. So I really wanted inner peace. So I actually wrote down all the traumas that I could remember from childhood and I tapped on them one each night. And I found that my mind started to get quiet. And what I realized is the voice that had been in my head, the one that was criticizing me all the time and criticizing other people, like judging other people, I hated that I judged people all the time. That was my dad's voice. And I couldn't see that until it was gone. And then I could look back and say, oh, that was my dad. So that was really fun.
I know exactly what you mean. And first of all, I want to turn around and say, you are so much like me, is that you find out these techniques or modalities and you've got to test them. I had to test the theories on a lot of stuff before you could go any further. And that's what you did. And that's what people need to do if they hear about these different techniques, is to go and test them. Go and pay someone, get it done professionally, see if you like it, and then go with that. Because it's horses for courses. There's so many different techniques for so many different people. But the other bit that I liked was, oh, I've forgotten. Okay, sorry. But yeah, I did. I love that you tested the theory and went that way and then went further. Oh, how you actually used it to suit you and your needs, not necessarily following what I know a lot of the teachers say, you've got to do this. I did a lot of Bowen therapy. Oh, you've got to do it this way. You've got to do it this way. But intuitively, you start to sort of get an understanding of how it's going to help you in a better way. And you start to evolve and grow with that way, don't you?
Yes, I apologize. Yes, I mean, that's the key about doing these kind of things yourself. It's like realizing where that emotion is inside of me. And when I started out this journey, I had no idea how I felt. Like, you know, someone could ask me how I felt and it's like, I didn't know. I would just deflect it onto them and say, I don't know. How do you feel? And this kind of expanded my awareness. And what I realized at this point is there's so much depth of awareness that we can achieve. But this was the first step in that expansion of awareness. So I expanded my awareness to the point that I knew then what emotions I was feeling when I was thinking a thought. And then, but underneath emotions are actually physical sensations, right? If we're feeling anger, we might have tension in our jaw, we might have tension in our solar plexus, maybe in our fists. That is underneath the emotion. So once I became aware of those physical sensations, then I actually came up with, there was a technique, a guy in a group I was in, he would say every week, you don't need to meditate. All you need to do is feel your feelings. But he never explained what that meant. And so
I was just about to say, what does that mean? Yes.
Yeah. So I didn't know either, especially when I started out, because I didn't know how I felt. But I was doing this at the same time as I was doing the tapping. So I became aware of my feelings, of the physical sensations underneath. So one day I decided, okay, I'm going to see if I can feel my feelings. So I would stand at the kitchen sink doing the dishes and I would think a thought that had some emotion and I'd realize, oh, I just reacted to that. There's some emotion there. So then I would stop. I would actually become like a statue. I would hold totally still. I'd even stop my breathing and I would feel, okay, where is that fear? With me, it was often fear. Where is that fear inside of me? And it's normally in my solar plexus. So as I held myself in a statue, I would feel it. It's like, okay, so what does it mean to feel that fear, right? So I would talk to it. It's like, hello, fear. I can feel you right there. I can feel you in my solar plexus. And I'm going to allow you just to be because I want you to express because I've been suppressing you. So I'm just going to feel you and allow you to be and like, okay, I can feel this tension right there in my solar plexus. And at some point I would have to take a deep breath. And when I did, I would just take the deep breath, let it out. And then I would think the thought again, and it would have shifted. There would have been a shift in that feeling and those physical sensations. So then I would think the thought again and do the same thing, hold on to it, feel it, let it express, let it just be inside of me. What does that fear feel like? Because I had spent decades suppressing fear. So it was a really weird experience for me. But eventually, if you do that thought, if you think that thought enough and you do this process, then the thought becomes separated from the physical sensations. There's no physical sensations there anymore. You've kind of let go. And I use that technique a lot. It's very similar to the EFT, the tapping, where you're just working with the words and the emotions and letting them express. This is a deeper level of awareness. And I worked with this over and over again. I'd actually lie on the sofa and start going through collective traumas. So like I went through 9/11 and the Loma Prieta earthquake and the tsunami and all of those, bringing up those physical feelings that were stored or suppressed inside of me and letting them pass through.
Well, I have never heard anyone explain it so well. That is amazing. What I want to do, Anne, is just go back one step. Okay, so when you're talking about the feelings and then understanding, well, the emotion and understanding that what that physical sensation is. Just go back one more step. Just one more step. And I'm not really sure where I'm going here. I'm just following my intuition as well. I just want to get that understanding of the feeling, the emotion, because we get so quickly involved in it. It's like snap, we're there.
Right.
That how do we, you said you became aware of your emotions and then you did this technique. How did you become aware of those emotions? And I know that sounds a little bit simple, but we just fall into them so quickly.
Right.
How can we go, hang on, just let's slow it down. And how do we do that?
Right. So it's deeper levels of awareness, and it's different depending on the subject, right? So I can still go to that place of being totally connected to it. If it's like maybe if one of my sons has got hurt or something, right? Then I'm right there in that emotion, and I can't necessarily pull myself back to say, oh, I'm in fear right now. Right. So it's different levels of awareness. But you start out with words, right? The top level, the most outer level of awareness is just words. So it could be, I just know that my dad shouted at me, right? That might be all I know. That's all I'm aware of right now. And as you tap through and you let the feelings come up around those words, then you become aware of, oh, well, maybe I was feeling afraid when my dad was shouting at me, right? That's a deeper level of awareness. It's awareness of the emotion. And as you tap through that.
Sorry, Anne, I just want to keep going. But I just want to tell, because it's a podcast, while Anne's doing this, if you want to watch it on the video, she's actually doing a sequence of tapping as well. So Anne's talking through her feelings or her experiences, and as she's talking through them, she's actually doing the tapping techniques that go with it. So I just needed to let people know, but keep going. I'm so sorry to interrupt.
That's okay. Yes, I'm just tapping through the points. It's a series of 10 points that we tap through, and just as we're saying it, so if I'm just saying, oh, my dad shouted at me, right? So there's the first level of awareness, and you tap through that until it feels like you're reading from a book, right? There's no emotion left. My dad shouted at me. Yeah. But there's another level of awareness, which is the emotions. It's like, oh, I was afraid when my dad shouted at me. And I can feel that fear, right? I'm afraid. I can feel that fear. I'm afraid. I can feel that fear. And I'm tapping through as I'm saying this. And then there's another level of awareness. And it took me months to get to this next level. So, you know, to begin with, I just talked through the what actually happened and the emotions. But underneath that fear is, for me, tension in the solar plexus. So I can feel this tension in the solar plexus. And the words you're using as you're tapping is to bring the emotion back into the present, because we have it stored in our body and we can't always grab hold of it. So the words are just to bring it back. So I can feel the tension in my solar plexus from my dad shouting at me. And then I just tap through that, keep my awareness on that tension in the solar plexus, and eventually it will just dissipate. Wow. So, but also once I'm aware of that tension in the solar plexus, I can do the other feeling, the feelings that we just went through earlier. I can actually hold myself as a statue, feel that tension in the solar plexus and let it dissipate. They're just kind of two techniques will do the same kind of thing.
Okay, I see what you mean. So the first one, just because you are doing the tapping, it is bringing that physical awareness, whereas when you're standing there at the kitchen sink, whatever, wherever, you're actually just going in and doing. So it is definitely a deeper level. Yeah. Now, I have to let you know, I have had tapping done before and I do love it. It is so, it's so calming. It's really relaxing. I don't know what it was like in the womb. I can't remember, but it was almost that sort of a feeling. Like it's really quite, embracing to a certain extent as well. So, all right. So we've gone through these levels. So you're experiencing these feelings. You've got an understanding of them. When you go to a tapping or an EFT therapist, they're actually going to start with your basic, what the problem is there and then, what you feel is the problem there and then. And then they will help you go deeper and deeper. Is that correct? Is that how you work with your clients?
Yeah. And it goes back through our history, right? Because if we're experiencing something right now that's bringing up emotion, we will have experienced that emotion in the past. And often as you're tapping, a memory of something very similar will come to mind, and then you can tap on that too. And that's the way you work back through the subconscious mind. You kind of open up the subconscious mind as you're doing this work. Yeah. Yes. Now, one thing I wanted to say about, EFT is huge these days. There are thousands and thousands of videos online, but just know that a lot of the videos, a lot of people who do EFT have moved to the positive. And the power in EFT is working on the negative. And we're so told to suppress the negative and to think positive thoughts these days, but as soon as you're trying to think a positive thought, you're suppressing the thought that's actually there. And the power in EFT and in this work is actually letting go of the negative, because it's the negative that is stored in the body. Positive's there underneath it. We don't need to do anything with that, but we do need to let go of the negative.
Yes, because it's almost like the negative's like the plug, isn't it? And it's holding everything down. It's not allowing you to do that. So how do you, like you were just sort of saying, you think of the positives, that's fine, but you've got to deal with the negatives. How do you deal with them without actually wallowing in that sort of, self-pity or whatever you want to call it? I'm not sure what you got it. But how can you, to start with, you've got to have a positive thought to think, I want to do something about this and go and get help or go and look for help. So how do we get that happy medium?
Well, I wanted to really change my base signal. So I talk about this in terms of law of attraction, right? We most of us have heard of law of attraction. It's working all the time, every second of every day. So we're emitting a signal all the time. And our whole being, like you said in the introduction, our whole being is the signal that we're emitting. And that signal contains our history that we have stored in the connective tissues in our body. So I wanted to change that base signal. So I was really determined to catch myself when I was reacting to something during the day. So any emotion, any negative emotion that came up, I knew was a reaction. I knew I was replaying something from my past. So I don't want to go into it, right? If I am actually thinking those negative thoughts and staying in it, then yes, that's the signal I'm emitting. But if I'm doing something like tapping, as I'm thinking about it, I'm releasing it from the body. And once I release it from the body, it's no longer part of my signal. It's changed. And then I've changed my future. I'm going to attract something different into my future because I have changed what I am emitting right now.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, so you've got that technique. So I'm going back again. You've got that technique. You've got that understanding. You're having a negative feeling comes up. You can tap it out. How can we help those that don't know how to do the tapping? And yes, we want them to go and look at other modalities like EFT that can help them. What are those sort of signals that you're saying that really you need to step forward and be a little bit more proactive on your own health and on your own thoughts and you know, what's happening there? What are they going through for you to go, well, I know what you went through, for you to go, I need to do something. Now, you were lucky enough to stumble across, you know, you saw EFT, like you said, but it was when you went to the doctor that it actually all changed. And even in my history, when I went to the doctor, it all changed because she gave me a script of Valium or a list of books, and I had to make a choice. And I grabbed a list of books because I thought, mate, it's easier to get rid of a list of books than it is to get rid of bloody Valium, you know, if you're stuck on that. So what are they going through? What are those little triggers that they're going through that will suggest that they should be, they've got these negative underlying things that they've got to get rid of?
Well, you've got to really want to change. And that's what I find. I really, really wanted to change. So as you start to realize or that you want to change and that this negativity is not good, then you have to become aware of how you're reacting during the day. And as you do it more and more, you become more and more aware, right? To begin with, you might only notice one or two times during the day when you're reacting. But as you do this work more and more, you will become more aware of the times that you are reacting. And as you know, awareness, it really is a layer by layer process and a depth of awareness. So the more you're aware on your inside, the more you do this work, the more you're aware on the outside. It's just the way it happens.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So we've got that. We've got this understanding of awareness. We're feeling all these feelings that's coming on. We know that we don't want to be in this space any longer. We know that we want to have a better life and we want to go a bit further and get ahead with that. Oops, I forgot to show people. I'll just show people how to connect with you on your email, which is annn@annhince.com. And you can send an email to Anne and she can help you with that. Sorry, I just had to. I forgot to show that, Anne, sorry. All right, so we're in this space there. Now, when you did it, you went to the doctors. Did you go to the doctors because you were ill or because you just were emotionally ill?
I actually don't remember anymore. It was It was about 15 years ago. I mean, that's what I came away with was the change. I don't go to many doctors, to be honest, hardly ever. Very rare occasion.
And look, I think this is what are the best part about it. I very rarely go to the doctors too. So I'm really quite funny about that because the first thing I want to do is heal myself. And if I can't heal myself, and we know there's those areas there where we go, well, hang on, if I can't do that, then I need to look outside. But your first choice, as in mine, is to go within and start to look at that. Now, okay, so we've talked about this and we've talked about EFT and how that's helped you. What I do want to bring forward, because we've got a little bit of time, I did jump on your YouTube web show. Hang on, I'll just show that to everybody. Now, on Anne Hins' YouTube, you talk about physically straightening your body. Because you had scoliosis, or you've got scoliosis. Now, I know that's a little bit different to what we're talking about here, but I'm so intrigued about what you did and how you did that. Because when you can start healing, you're talking about your emotional stuff now, healing the feelings and the experiences and stuff like that we go through, which is really does affect our mental health. But you've also done your physical health as well. You've got to share it. Okay. Sorry, I know I'm going off track, but you've got to share this.
So what I've realized is that really the emotions are really also inside the physical. We just are not aware of it until we become aware of it. So I said that I was doing this work on my sofa, going through these collective traumas. Well, at some point I realized that I could keep my awareness inside my body. So to try and explain that, because it's a little weird, I had never heard anyone do this before. So this is the way I try and explain it. If you have a toothache or a stomachache, you can feel inside where that is, right? You can feel the pain. But once it's gone, you can't normally put your awareness back to the exact place that it was before. So I can keep my awareness inside. I can put it inside the roots of my teeth. I can put it inside the bones in my face. And what I realize is I'm actually keeping my awareness in the connective tissue, and that's what it is. So on the inside, I'm doing exactly what I was talking about with feeling the feelings, and exactly what I was talking about with the EFT. I hold my awareness on the tension. So I was holding my awareness on the physical sensations, and before that, I was holding my awareness on the emotions or the words. Now I'm holding my awareness at a deeper level on the tension in the connective tissue. And do the same thing. I hold my awareness on it for long enough and it just releases. And now I can put my awareness in my head. I can actually feel it release and hear it release. And it feels like and sounds like old fabric ripping. So I realized that it is the connective tissue. Took me a while to work that out. And this is what I think is the original meaning of the word insight, because I'm actually seeing or sensing inside. And over the last year or two or three, I don't know how long, the x-ray, I think the first x-ray was 8 years ago and this current one was this year. But over that time, I've actually shifted the bones in my skull to become more symmetrical. I still got work to do. You can see my neck is not fully straight, but it's a lot straighter than it was. And yeah, it blew me away when I got those x-ray results and saw what can be done with just focused awareness and no physical manipulation of any kind.
Absolutely. And I have to say, like, why this spun me out so much is because I've experienced the same sort of thing, and I've talked about it on the podcast before. I had a shadow on my thyroid, and I had gone to the doctors. They'd put me into, to go and get a test, go and have a look at it, scan it. And I went to a lady that I knew and the same clinic and everything else. The lady who was doing the testing, she was my daughter's friend's mother. Yeah. Anyway, she sort of said, yeah, there's a shadow there. There's something there. We got to book you in for a biopsy. And they do a needle prick biopsy, but they have to do it when they're scanning. Anyway, so I had 2 weeks and I did exactly what you're talking about. Put the awareness in what it is. I did it in a visual context. So my awareness went in and when we say my awareness, my thoughts, I was thinking, I was going in there and I was, if I was mini, mini, little mini me and I was inside my thyroid, what does that look like? What's going on in there? And that's how I saw it. And I'd go in there and basically clean it, give it a new paint, renovate the thyroid, whatever it was. And when I went back 2 weeks later, the doctor was really angry because he goes, well, there's nothing there to biopsy. Why is she here? Now, it was the same machine, the same lady, the same place. And she just sort of said to me, what have you been doing? And I said, well, and I just called it my woo-woo stuff because I really don't know what I do. But yes, so it does work. When you can start getting that awareness right, it really, really does work. And we do have the ability to, like you say, you've straightened your neck. We have the ability to do this. And it is by thought, but it isn't by thought as well. But yeah.
It's incredibly powerful. Yes, we are so much more powerful than we really think we are, at least than I knew that we were like years ago. And what you talked about is really interesting because, yes, I talk about when we talk about going inside, the way I had always thought of it was the way you talked about it, right, which is I now think of as the thinking mind. But there's also what I feel is the feeling mind. So, yes, it's very powerful what you did. And that's kind of what I would say is more the feeling, the feelings almost, or like the EFT. It's that level of awareness, which is great. I've got to a different level of awareness that I didn't know was even possible. So I'm actually in there. I mean, if I look in the mirror, I can actually see part of me moving inside because my awareness is actually in the physical. I'm out of the thinking mind. I'm not thinking, I'm feeling. And there is a difference there. And it's really difficult to explain, as you can probably
No, I get it. I totally get it. Yeah, I absolutely get it, because you do get to that stage where you know where you are. And probably our listeners aren't maybe not up to that level, but they do need to know that they can be there. And it's not hard. It's more about just practicing and creating that understanding and learning. I mean, once I went back and I, you know, had this was all fixed up and everything else, it was like, well, I don't need to go there again. When really, yeah, maybe I should be going in a little bit more often.
Yeah, well, that's why I wanted to share my story, because I think most people already have, a lot of people already have a practice, but I want them to know, if you just do more of it, right, if you're a little bit more disciplined maybe with it, there is so much more that we can achieve that I'm not sure we know about. I didn't know it was possible to do what I've done, but I've just, you know, as I do it more and more, there's actually nothing I would rather do, because it feels really good to release tension that has been stored in your body for decades. As you can imagine, that feels good. So I do it more and more. But to begin with, it did take, you know, discipline to keep going. Like, I had that list that I went through one every night, and just went on from there.
Yeah, and I really like that. I like the fact that you're not saying it's simple, because the technique may be simple, but when we're working on all those layers that we work on and in ourselves and the situations that we've been through, it isn't simple. It's very, very deep. It's very, very leveled. And I know I've said to other people, like, you have this, you've got an understanding of that, and that's great, but it can come back. And it comes back in a deeper level, and you get a deeper understanding, and it can come back again, and you get it in a deeper level and a deeper understanding. And it can just keep going, because, like you say, we can go intergenerational as well. And we're bringing in that stuff as well.
So, yeah. And it's just stored in the body at deeper and deeper levels. I mean, I had no idea before I was able to put my awareness inside my body. I had no idea how much tension I still had in my body, right? I had so much pain in my left cheek that I could only put my awareness in there for a couple of seconds when I first started getting inside my body. And so I've been releasing more and more and more of that, but it was pain and tension. And I have it in my right leg as well, that I just was not aware of. So now I'm just aware at a deeper and deeper level. It doesn't necessarily make it more fun or better. There's still tension, and just working on a deeper level. And I'm looking forward to getting to the point that there's no tension left.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks.
And the other aspect of that too, excuse me, is when we look at that too, we can look at where people don't understand sometimes why they can develop illnesses and issues. But when you're holding that sort of tension and you're not aware of it, it can transform into illnesses and problems and everything else. What you're sort of saying is that you know you've got tension. You don't know you've got tension in there until you've gone in there and then you've realized that there's tension there. So if you've got issues happening in your body that you're not aware of, they are likely to change, or they are likely, all of a sudden you get a ripped hamstring. You didn't realize that you had so much tension in that hammy already. Different things like that. Even tensions, I know I get a bit of sinus, like I get the aches in the sinus and that. So what's going on in there? Why is it that sometimes it's triggered and all of a sudden I've got a sinus infection? Is there things going on in there that I should go? You're making me go say the should word, and I don't like the should word. should always make somebody wrong. I'm thinking it's me. Do we need to go in? I mean, it would be viable for me to go in and go, well, hang on, there's something in there that's going on, because it keeps on triggering something off. So like you say, we've got to keep working with it. We've got to keep being mindful, being aware of it, being open to different things and changes and things like that.
Yeah. And with something like sinus infections, I would, you with tapping, you can work on the physical, you would work on the emotional or something, you know, trauma, something, but you could tap on, I have this pain in my sinuses, And as you let go of whatever it was you're thinking about your sinuses, then some memory might come up of like the first time you had a sinus infection or what happened just before you first had a sinus infection. And it's probably all related and it will all be stored kind of in the same place in the body. Because one of the things, you know, I found out over the years is that, well, there'll be part of us or part of our history that we don't want to look at. Like, it's too scary to look at. What that means is there's a part in our body that we're not seeing. And once we start looking at it, once we start looking at that trauma or the emotions around that event, we will actually become aware of that part in our body. And there might be pain there. We might have to go through that in order to release it. But it's so connected. It's the emotions is really, they're just stored in our body. In if I believe physically in our connective tissue.
Right. Oh, that's amazing. All right. Now we're getting a bit low on time now. So what I want to do, so Anne, you're in California, is that correct?
Yes.
Beautiful. Now, so do you run a practice there? Or I know you've got your YouTube that people can follow and have a look at. And Facebook, sorry, I've got it here just coming up now. If you want to connect with Anne, follow her on Facebook. So it's Facebook, obviously, Anne Hinds Wisdom. So look at that up. I think I had a bit of trouble on Facebook trying to find it, actually, but I did follow you on YouTube. I think I found you on Facebook eventually. So just type in Anne Hinds Wisdom and you should be able to get her on there. But if somebody wanted to connect with you in California, because this podcast obviously goes, it's a worldwide podcast, international podcast, how would they do that? Just through Facebook or, sorry, I don't know.
Yes, Facebook or through my webpage, which is annhince.com, annhince.com. Through there, I'm open to questions. I'm happy to answer questions. I'm actually, my goal is to put this information out there. Ideally, would like to change the whole world. I think this work can do that. I also have a book. My book is called A Pathway to Insight. It's available on Amazon or through your bookstores. And I talk about the law of attraction and the pathway that I took, the different steps. There's information on how to do tapping, what to do with it, and then the different steps to the point where I could feel inside the body. So what I do at that point.
Ah, oh, that's amazing. Hey, and I'm just going to put this out there. Would you do like a live video, a Zoom video or something to that effect, with a group of people where we could all do it together?
We could certainly do that.
Wouldn't that be fun? Like getting, you know, like, I don't know, 20 in the group and we're all sitting there tapping and we're getting a learning of it and getting an understanding of it. And it takes it from just your personal, you know, because I can't come to California. I'm not allowed to.
yesterday or the day before, I posted an EFT tapping demo on my YouTube page, on my YouTube channel. So that is there.
I meant a paid one too. I don't mean for free. I mean a paid one. Like, you know, you paid some money and we all did it together. That would be just so fun. Well, no, not necessarily fun, but, you know.
Yes. But one of the great things about EFT is actually, you know, there's things that happen so you know that it's working, right? And, and tears are part of the process. I think all the tears that we stored in childhood that we didn't allow to come out, they're still in there and they will still come out.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, one more last thing. Anything else you want to just put forward?
I would just say just watch yourself during the day. Just watch where you're reacting. Just look at yourself. See how reactive you are, because I know that you can let that go and then you become calm.
Beautiful. Okay. And if you do want to see some of the tapping techniques, you're going to have to look at it on the YouTube station. or this podcast is actually a web TV show too on The Art of Intuition. So you'll be able to see it on there and have a look on there. But Anne, thank you so much for being on. I don't want you to go away because I want to chat to you when we're finished. But yeah, thank you so much. It was really good. And it's lovely to actually see you doing it as you're talking. It's almost like automatic, isn't it?
It is. I've done it for so long.
Yeah, as soon as there's a negative thought, it's like, okay, let's start, you know. And it was like, whoa, okay, this is cool.
Well, thank you for having me. I love these conversations, so it's been great.
Thank you. All right, we will, what do I need to do? Press this button for me. So wasn't that excellent? I just loved it. It's nice to see it while it's happening. And I'm due to apologize to the people actually just listening on the podcast, because you're not seeing what she's doing. But it's quite amazing when you think that our thoughts and the physical reactions that we're doing can bring them out and release them. So it is such a simple technique, and yet it is so profound. It's something that you really need to go. But go to a professional first. Don't try this at home to start with. Go to a professional. Get it done properly and really understand what it feels like and feel the change. Then go with it. Then see, you know, if that's for you, then do that. But that's me. We've talked too much again. I'm Susan Jane. Subscribe to the channel. I have to say that every time now. Subscribe to the channel. Or follow us on the Intuitive Personal Development Facebook group. They will all go on to here as there as well. So thanks again for Anne, and I will see you in a week's time, guys. I've got a gentleman coming on the show too for the first time, so that'll be interesting. And yeah, I've got a few more interviews lined up as well. So stay tuned, and I will see you in the next week. Okay, bye for now.